Here we go, live from the No Panic Zone. It's also a No Antifa Zone, just so we're clear. I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. It is the Steve Gerber Show for Thursday, June the 4th, 2020. I don't live in fear, neither should you. Join me. And here are three big things you should know right now. Number three, piles of bricks and bottles preset for rioters to grab on their way to looting and destroying. Where does this come from? Number two, coronavirus numbers continue to fall as the pandemic is fading from the headlines. But even so, Michigan's still a place you can't get a haircut or even go to the gym. Why? I don't know. And number one, Big Gretch, Governor Whitmer, so desperate to remain relevant in the national conversation, she's now calling for diversity training and bias training for all police officers. And she took her message to Twitter to get as much publicity as possible. But will it be enough to keep her in the race for vice president? I mean, that's what this is all about. Vilifying all police officers, which is completely unfair. Here's what she tweeted yesterday afternoon to the governor, your governor. The deaths of George Floyd, Ahmaud Arbery, and Breonna Taylor were a result of hundreds of years of inequity and institutional racism. I'm horrified, heartbroken, and taking action. Today, I requested the Michigan Commission of Law Enforcement Standards provide guidance to law enforcement agencies on continuing education, including diversity and implicit bias training, and urging law enforcement agencies to implement duty to intervene policies. I also urged on our legislature to act on Senator Irwin's bill, SB 945. Under this bill, incoming law enforcement officers would be required by law to go through training on implicit bias, de-escalation techniques, and mental health screenings. These are positive steps, but until black mothers share the same set of concerns as white mothers when their kids leave their homes, we have work to do. All Michiganders have the rights to be treated with dignity and respect by law enforcement, and I'm determined to see it through. But apparently not all Michiganders, just certain segments. You know, here's the thing. It's a desperate cry for attention from the governor. Nobody believes that George Floyd should have died. Anybody that has seen that knows that it was a horrible event and an officer that should not have been on the job, protected by years of union maneuvers. Numerous accusations of brutality on the part of Officer Chauvin that were steamrolled by the union. And therefore, his job was protected. And as a result, around the country now, one attack after another on police officers. Overnight, in New York City, one officer stabbed in the neck, two others shot after the city's curfew. Where's the mention of that, Governor? Where is the mention of the attacks on police officers all over this country? Four shot in St. Louis a couple of days ago. In Las Vegas, an officer lays in life support after being shot there. Where is your support for law enforcement, Governor? Instead, you want to reprimand law enforcement and tell them that they need this training and that training. How about a little something for the law enforcement officers that are putting their lives on the line? What happened to the frontline heroes? I thought that these were frontline heroes. And they are, right until the political narrative is different, and therefore they're then tossed under the bus as if all police officers are racist in some way, which we, of course, know is ludicrous. How about a word to the officers that are out there being shot at and run over by vehicles and stabbed? How about something for them, Governor? But that didn't happen. No, sir. What we got was a governor pandering to the left again, pandering to the idea that all police are racist, pandering to the idea that America is this terrible, racist, unfair place, which just isn't true. The officer that killed George Floyd should be held to account, and he will be. His charge is now upgraded to second-degree murder. Can they prosecute a second-degree murder case? I don't know. Third-degree murder was pretty much a shoo-in. Second-degree murder is going to be a tougher sell to a jury, but They might get there. And then here's the big question, Governor. Last week you were basically telling us that if you gathered with too many people, we were killing grandma. We were guilty of spreading COVID-19. Of course, that was also false. But it's the accusation you made against us, Governor. But now apparently rioting in the streets in massive protests are okay. I remember on April the 15th how you told us that those who were protesting against you, Governor, in Operation Gridlock, were going to spread COVID-19 and there would be giant spikes and illness and disease and death. Of course, none of that ever happened. But then when protesters are in the street by the thousands and some turn violent, you have no concern whatsoever. Why is that? Grandma's not going to die if people are protesting police brutality, but they're going to die if they're protesting government overreach like you shutting down hair salons and gyms and everything else? Talk about if there were no double standards, there'd be no standards at all for you and your administration, Governor. And I'm glad you're trying to stay relevant in the discussion to be vice president. You'd fit right in with these clowns. In fact, you do. But things could be worse. I look at other headlines, like in Nashville, the mayor there thinks this is a great idea to now raise property taxes by 32%. Now is the time to do that. Nashville, you might remember at the beginning of the pandemic, was hit by bad tornadoes, did tremendous damage there. And then they were hit by the pandemic, inflicting damage, financial damage on its businesses and so forth. Then, of course, you've got some protesters and rioting there, and now it's time to raise taxes. Beautiful idea. Beautiful idea. But quite honestly, the question is simple. If protesters can march and rioters can do their thing, why can't businesses be open? It's time that everything is open. I've watched the protests, so have you. There's no social distancing of any sort. Mask wearing is at a minimum. Brick throwing is at a premium, apparently. And on it goes. There's no common sense here whatsoever. Oh, and by the way, the notion of systemic racism in the police departments of America, not supported by the numbers. Helen McDonald broke it all down. Not supported by the numbers. I'll get to that a little bit later. And if not today, I'll get to it tomorrow because you have to hear this. The numbers do not support the claim of systemic racism. Oh, and by the way, as a footnote to all of this, Joe Biden, the Democrat nominee to be president of the United States, voted to give Robert E. Lee his full U.S. citizenship back in 1975. He voted to restore citizenship to Lee 110 years after he surrendered to Grant. The same guy that Joe Biden says you should tear down those statues, he voted for the guy to have his citizenship restored. You do the math. 14 after from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gruber.
Nobody has to tell you we're dealing with issues we have never seen before. We're getting advice on if you should go to work, if you should go out to eat, and even how to wash your hands. But with what's been happening on Wall Street, is anyone giving you advice on your retirement accounts? How would you like to put a little social distancing between you and the losses that you're seeing? Bruce Van Hall, Mike Douglas, and the team at Life Plan Advisory Services has always focused on protecting your hard-earned money. They are built for times like this. If you have a question, call us. There is no reason for you to sit by and watch money leak out of your retirement accounts like you did in 2008. You can do this without leaving your home. Set up a phone consultation now by calling 517-323-7526. That's 517-323-7526 or go online to mylifeplanfinancial.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Life Plan Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities offered through LifePlan Financial Design, Inc.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment